It is 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, and the February meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Do a roll call. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Terry Brown. Not yet. Michael Cyril.
Present.
Okay, everybody's present. We have a quorum. Also present, we have Megan Darian, our executive director, Seamus McGonaghan, our assistant attorney general, and James McCafferty, our board investigator. Who just binged? Terry? Who just came on? Nobody. Okay. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Hearing none. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from January 3rd.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the meeting or the minutes for the January 3rd telephonic board meeting.
Hi, this is Terry. Just to let you know I'm on the call.
Thanks, Terry.
Can I correct my motion?
Sure.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to correct my previous motion. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes for January 3rd telephonic board meeting as written.
Michael.
I, Eileen Pettit, second it.
Okay, Eileen, thank you. It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Minutes are approved as read. Number four, agency operations, director's report.
License dispensing opticians 2023 renewal have been completed with 94% completion as of 1/31/24. 846 licenses were renewed and 52 were not, the average number yearly. The board starts the year 2024 with 873 active license dispensing opticians. Number two, House Bill 2740. Representative Hendricks and nine other co-sponsors have introduced House Bill 2740 to repeal the Arizona Board of Dispensing Opticians. House first read was assigned yesterday on February 5th to the Regulatory Affairs and Rule Committee, with no action or voting. Chairman Nyblade, Board Member Brown, and the Executive Director are meeting with Representative Hendricks on February 14th at 10 o'clock. That was my report.
Looks like we have our work cut out for us. We'll go ahead and do what we did before. Work on getting it to stop. Let's move to number 5A, application for renewal licensed optician, Christian Galvez. Susie?
So this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we deny the application for renewal licensed optician for Christian Galvez based on his CEs not being completed in the year 2023.
Hi, Eileen Pettit, second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny the application for renewal for Christian Galvez due to the CEs not being completed by the deadline of 12/31/2023.
Members of the board, I've never joined a board meeting. I don't know how this would work.
My name is Christian Galvez, and I wanted
Christian, we have a motion on the table. Your opportunity to make a speech would come when we call to the public at the end of the meeting. We deal with things that are on the agenda, and we go through them. So there is a motion on the, an active motion on the board. It's not up for discussion with the public. This is what the board does. And we deal with our rules, regs, and our statutes. So it's been moved and seconded to deny this application. We'll move it to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Aye. The application for renewal has been denied. Move on to 5B.
Board Chair, this is the Assistant Attorney General, James Monahan. I just want to make sure, was that the applicant, the certificate holder licensee who was requesting to talk?
Yes.
And it is the board prerogative. You can hear
do we open it up?
If you like.
Do we open up to discussion with the applicant?
You can if you'd like, you know, if you would like to rescind your motion, you do have the opportunity to discuss the application with him at this point and his non-compliance.
Do we need a motion to rescind and then readdress?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that and give Kristen an opportunity to talk. Probably won't change our decision, but that's okay.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to rescind the previous motion, giving the applicant the opportunity to speak on his own behalf.
And this is Eileen Pettit, and I'm seconding that.
It's been moved and seconded to rescind and have an opportunity for Christian to speak to the board. Move to a motion to approve rescinding of the motion. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Terry Brown.
Aye.
Michael Searle.
Aye.
It has been rescinded. We will readdress 5A. Christian, if you care to address the board, feel free.
I appreciate the time with you, board members. Good morning. And I apologize. I'm not sure on the protocol for these types of meetings. I've never been a part of one. So very quickly, I just wanted to touch on this renewal. I understand as Director Darian had brought it up to me that continuing education credits need to be submitted within that 3-year period. And I'll be as brief as I can. So I just wanted to touch on, you know, I've been a licensed optician since 2018. So this would have been my 6th renewal. I guess the point I wanted to make is that I have submitted continuing education credits one other time that this would have been in my renewal for 2021. And at that time, under very similar circumstances, I submitted continuing education credits in the January late period with no issue. My license was renewed at that time for the year of 2021, even with continuing education credits being completed in the January timeframe. I'm one that typically renews in the late period. The way our industry works, December is the busiest time of the year. We're all busy with our lives. And so it is something that I'm very appreciative that we have the late period renewal. And so I do typically renew in that period. So with that said, I've submitted continuing education credits in that January timeframe, having been completed in the January timeframe with no previous issues. So what I'm asking for today is some leniency on the side of the board to allow me to renew under the same circumstances that I was allowed to previously. as I didn't do anything that I thought was out of outside of regulation, since it had been allowed previously with no notification that okay, it was Kristen, wrong or that it was incorrect.
I'll address your concern. Your application in 2021 was renewed late, was submitted with your credits all and taken in the last 2 days of 2020, where all of your CEs were the 28th of December and 30th of December. There was the rules and regs that was done on January 27th, right before the late renewal closed. However, the board missed one out of now over 3,000 renewals where we missed a violation. We also have documentation of other licenses that were not renewed based on the same issue. Your CECs all being there, it was missed. It was a mistake. You were allowed to renew for that, and for that you got 3 years of being licensed. That should have not happened. And that's a mistake by the board, and we'll take full ownership of it. The issue now is there has been multiple communications since that time where we, as a board, had very clearly clarified that decision, that the late renewal is separate from the continuing education credits. That has been put on the board agenda since we went to electronic renewal. Because the electronics can't allow grace, it has its black and white. You, in 2023, were notified multiple times, at least six in the last 3 months, of the deadline for continuing education credits. We knew the renewal deadline. There was also specific addressing of renewal of CE licenses required to have CECs that are done within the three-year renewal time. You did all of your CECs in January of 2024. You had 3 years to do CECs. It's not like you have to do it only in the 1 year. The board is understanding of your situation, but however, we can't make an exception because we have other applicants that have renewed this year that had lost their licenses for the same reason. And that decision was made three years ago, unfortunately. If you'd read minutes all along, you'd have seen it that the board made that in 2021. And the board is no longer accepting CEC being taken after the deadline. We do have the leniency for the applicant to renew their license late with a penalty. That is the reason the board has looked at this, and based on the situation for 2023, we're not talking about 2021. Or 2020, I guess. And we have made it clear in multiple communications sent out to all licensees in the state of Arizona of the process and the deadline of December 31st of the year of your CECs being due. And therefore, the board is no longer allowing leniency. Doesn't mean there won't be a human error mistake or a glitch where we might miss one. But our intent is, and we scrutinize our board executive director looks at every one of the renewal applications to verify that the CECs are not duplicated, where you've got two for the same thing, verifies that the dates are within the three-year time frame to get your CECs. That's the reasoning the board is using for the decision we made. I appreciate your concern. However, the board's decision is the license is not going to be renewed. We will put that back to a vote based on the vice chairman's motion. Just so you know where the board stands on that. We understand your concern. The mistake was made. We apologize. But it was a one credit hour. It wasn't all 13 or 12. And it wasn't about very much proper notification specifically to every licensee in the state of Arizona. Suzanne?
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we deny the application for renewal license for Christian Galvez due to his CECs not being completed in the three-year period by the end of 2023.
I, Eileen Pettit, second that.
We moved and seconded. We've had our discussion. We hopefully have answered your concerns, Christian, And we are sorry for this, but it's happened before. We've had people go through it, and they have to renew their license, or have to actually now have to apply for a new license. We'll put this to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
The request for our application for renewal license optician for Christian Galvez is refused. Move on. 5B.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applicants for license optician from Aries Carolina Del Bach, Gretchen Catron, Julie Jensen, and Lauren Kaiser.
Aye, Eileen Pettit, second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these applications for license optician. And if you're still on the call, Christian, two of the applicants had their licenses revoked prior. So it's been moved and seconded. Any other discussions? We'll move to a roll call vote. Bill Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Been unanimously approved to accept these applications for licensure. We welcome the four new license opticians. Congratulations and welcome aboard. Application for comedies, was that 5C?
Yes. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we approve the application for comedy for Calvin Williams from Florida.
Eileen Pettit, second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve this application for comedy from Calvin Williams from Florida. Any discussion? Move it to roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Calvin, welcome to the Brotherhood of Licensed Opticians in the state of Arizona. We'll move to 5D.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for optical establishments from the following Walmart stores: Store 1218 in Casa Grande, 1240 in Sierra Vista, 1417 in Prescott, 1549 in Phoenix, 1612 in Tucson, 1646 in Mesa, 2113 in Phoenix, 2482 in Mesa, and 2512 in Phoenix, as well as the Warby Parker location in Chandler.
Aye, Eileen Pettit, second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these applications for optical establishment for these 10 locations. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle? Michael?
Aye.
Okay, it's been approved to accept these 10 applications for optical establishments. Future meeting dates, we have our meeting scheduled for the first Wednesday of every month except for July. Future agenda items, at this time we have none to carry forward. We'll keep you updated on the Republican House bill. Call to the public. Christian, if you're there, you can get with Megan and she can arrange to tell you what needs to be done to get your new license. Any other public out there that need to be addressed? Okay, it is 10:50 a.m. on February 7th, and this meeting is adjourned. Bye, all.